This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I work within predominantly Māori communities. I come from a settler, Pākehā settler family on the east coast of the North Island, a place called Tolaga Bay, and that's the community I'm based in these days. But I'm working mostly with Māori communities, some of whom are closely connected with their whānau, hapū and iwi, others who live in remote rural areas and on farms well over an hour off the main road. I work in a very much community-facing ministry, a place where everybody knows everybody, and they know everybody's business. They know that I'm gay. This has not been an issue. Race, gender, sexual orientation, age are irrelevant if you get on and do what is required to make things happen and to be an effective priest within those sort of communities.
And spirituality here is not your only focus?
Certainly not. I'm a member of the board of Taitanga Hauiti Hauora at Tolaga Bay, the token pufta. Token Pākehā, and I have a particular interest in two areas. One of them is in disability, and particularly intellectual disability, and in sexual health. And that has some definite overlaps for here, in that within the Tai Rāwhiti Health Board area, Gisborne East Coast, no one is doing effective work with men who have sex with men. And so we're investigating some ways into that within those communities, because there is no visibility to gay or lesbian, sexually diverse communities within what is a provincial and rural area. And so we're going to have to be clever about how we do that. We're looking at integrating some of the work into what we already do with sexual health promotion in the schools, and also probably the most effective place is to have a sexual health component within the men's health manatane programs that we're running. I was interested, particularly today we had I went to Vaughan Menezes' session on making a little go a long way. And I was interested in the way he was talking about forming alliances, and my experience both within the health area and in the church and our community facilitation is just what he was talking about, where you form alliances, other people fund things if you're out there and prepared to do it, and almost queue up to help you if you've got the right approach and the right community networks already in place.
And the conference itself, have you learned anything from it?
I have. I've met lots of people. I've formed some good networks, I would say, already. I've seen the dimensions of what I'm involved in on a local and regional level has a more national, international, global focus as well. The whole notion that I've always understood, that if you support those who are the most disadvantaged, that everybody in society wins, and that is the case on a local level and a national and international level. And so I've been really interested in what happens within the Asia Pacific region. I have connections with the Pacific already. I've lived in Tonga, and I'm actually fluent Tongan speaker, and I've spent a lot of time in Fiji. And I already have connections with a group in Fiji, some of them are here. And I've been able to meet up with others from Samoa and other places while I'm here. And to get a different dimension on that has been really useful. Mm. I'm interested in the whaawhine debate, which I might have a different view from what has been promoted, but interesting angles. And also that the other angle I've been particularly interested in is how the church is perceived by many people of diverse sexualities. I've never had outright prejudice or blocking of anything of my own, probably because I've been prepared to do things that no one else would do quite often, go places and move places where no one else would be. But the experience of other people is not that, and I count myself fortunate for that, but that doesn't mean to say that we don't have a lot of work to do in the church as well. And I'll be writing an article for our diocesan magazine on the conference, and part of that will be about the whole area of how we have to reframe a lot of our understanding of sexuality within the church. And Marvin Ellison's lecture yesterday was really helpful to give some language to that. I wish I'd had him around as my consultant to help me write my big coming out speech at Diocesan Synod. But would have had to do it in 5 minutes, not 25.
Yeah. Forgetting, if you can, that the work you do, which is a big part of your life, obviously, has the conference meant anything to you at a sort of basic personal level?
Yes, it has. It's made me feel part of a bigger community, especially from living in a rural, isolated rural area. It's been a really helpful thing on that, from that angle. I'm probably more open now with claiming that identity than I would have been some years ago. And have ended up being somewhat of an activist in my 50s, which I never expected to be. Most of the people that were part of all that activism stuff of my age group have done that long ago. But it's quite interesting to come to it at this point with maturity and experience to be able to use and relate that to context that I think is often forgotten. I think those who live within an urban context have no idea really about, if they've come from the country, they've escaped it early, and have no idea how that might be for those people who live pretty invisible and closeted lives. I'm not one of those who does either of that, but there is hardly a community around me that supports, and this has been helpful for that, building the networks for a wider support network.
And you'll keep in touch with people by visiting them, have them visit you?
Yeah, I already do a bit of that anyway.
Yeah.
And I will do that more, because I've made contacts with all sorts of people, or some people that I've only ever been introduced to on Facebook. Facebook does work.
It does.
And I've been able to actually meet them in person, and both from New Zealand and around the Pacific.